You're home early, Anthony. I thought you were hanging out with Winnie today. Or maybe that's tomorrow. Time isn't real. I've been engrossed in my murder mystery board. Look at this shit. I know it may seem like 400 red strings is too many, but I've almost cracked...
Change of plans. I don't think Winnie will be at your Halloween birthday bash.
That's her loss. It's gonna be a lot of fun. What are you gonna dress up as? You have to dress up. It's a Halloween party.
I don't think I'll be there either.
No, you have... Have you been crying?
No.
I know when you're lying, dude. Come on, tell Daddy Jerry what happened. You can sit on my lap if you want. I've been told it's a very comforting lap. I trained to be a mall Santa once, but I dropped the course before I could graduate and really get into the meat of the
career. Nothing. It's nothing, dude. I promise. I can figure it out on my own. And stop calling yourself Daddy Jerry.
My mommy always says that there's nothing wrong with confiding in someone, especially if it's a problem you might need help with. So come on, tell me.
Why won't he leave me alone?
Who's that?
Arthur. He's been calling me nonstop since I left the cafe.
So this has to do with Arthur, huh?
Doesn't everything?
And Winnie, I'm guessing, since you went to go talk to her.
I didn't even see Winnie today.
Oh, a day without Sir Tristan seeing Iseult. What a sad, loveless day it's been. When will justice be served?
Shut up. Don't talk about him. Her, like that. I don't want to think about Iseult right now.
Oh, are you okay? Is this really the same Anthony who once cried about your dream wedding with Iseult for 3 straight hours after having a single mimosa at brunch?
I said shut up, Gerard.
Fine, fine. But I hope you know that you can trust me with whatever you're dealing with. Gotta be there for your roomie, you know?
I just really don't know what to do about all this.
Don't know what to do? So almost like you need some guidance. Perhaps some mystical guidance?
What are you talking about?
Anthony, I'm about to let you in on a secret. What would you say if I told you we are not the only people on this floor with access to magic?
Is that a code word for drugs? Or are you talking about, like, Lynn magic?
Do you know Left?
Our RA? The one who never checks up on us?
Very observant. Yes, that's the one. But don't knock his RA skills. It's a hard job. He doesn't even have dental.
Why would Left get dental insurance for being an RA?
Hey, focus. My point is, some of us have a different name for him.
Well, yeah, I assumed Left wasn't his real name.
I call him The Direction.
Wait, is Left his real name?
He's kind of an oracle of sorts. You don't even have to tell him what's going on. He'll just give you the answer you need. It's always in riddles, though, so make sure you've got your thinking fedora set to on.
Alright, never mind. I'm just gonna go cry in my room.
Magic exists and you can't deny it. You've seen
it. Yeah, obviously, but how is our RA supposed to help me with my problem?
I've gone to him all semester to get advice on... Well, let's just say, events that had yet to transpire.
So our RA can see the future, and you haven't told anyone.
It's a secret! Shh!
So if you're right, and I'm not saying you are, is he like Lynn? You know.
Oh, gay? I don't know. He doesn't like labels.
No! I mean, is he like us? Do you think maybe if we let him hold Excalibur?
No. He's already too powerful. Lynn has had her memories for over a year, and she can barely defrost a chicken with her mind.
I still think she just looked at it for long enough that it defrosted in real time.
Yeah, so imagine what would happen if a guy who can tell the future in frighteningly accurate yet vague riddles had his memories. Anthony, he might achieve the ability to destroy all of us. We can't risk it. We've already been through enough bullshit. I mean, I almost died in New Orleans this year.
That was your own fault, and we all told you not to do it.
Anthony Stefan Taylor. I have had it up to here with your three first names and your response to my great plan where we ask RRA Left for mystical advice for your issues. You need guidance. I'm offering you guidance. It's a simple give and take. Like international trade between China and the US.
So what have you been drinking?
I am simply drunk off the fact that I recently solved the Jack the Ripper case with definitive proof, and now I'm going to help you with whatever's making you so upset.
I'm not saying I believe you. I just really need some cheering up, and this sounds like something I can laugh at later.
That's my boy. Let's go.
So were you solving the Jack the Ripper case on the board when I came in?
No, that was a completely different cold case. A man has to have his hobbies, Anthony.
Like he would be this heavy.
It's probably the gallons of alcohol in his system. He's gonna be dead in the morning.
If he's dead in the morning, then we came to Vegas for nothing.
I kinda wanna see Caesar's Palace.
We can go as soon as we find a safe place to deposit our friend here.
Yeah, just put him down for a minute. I'm lost anyway.
You're what?
Don't let go of him! Ow.
Sorry, Elliot. What do you mean we're lost?
I mean, Vegas is big and I've never been here.
So, you were able to find this very drunken man.
Hi.
Hi, Gerard. In the middle of nowhere, using only Twitter, but you can't get us back to the hotel we came from?
I'm not magic, Arthur. Sometimes I can get lost.
Are you kidding me? Merlin!
I'm not lost. Just give me a second to figure out which direction we're moving in, and then I'll be good.
Fine. As long as I get a break from carrying this very dense man. You must be all muscle, huh?
I know you.
You do?
Of course I do. Well, you're someone.
Great observation. Can you tell me how many fingers I'm holding up?
Six.
Well, I'm holding up one hand, so it's not six, buddy.
I'm sorry, Your Highness.
What did you just call me?
I don't know. I don't even know my own name.
Good Lord, is he gonna die?
No, he's good. Hey, Gerard, you good, man?
I'm good.
Yeah, he's good, but maybe we should take him home instead.
No, please don't make me go home. I don't want to see my mom.
She's probably worried about you.
No, please, my mom doesn't care, I promise.
He doesn't want to go home, Arthur.
Arthur, that's it. That's who you are, Arthur, like Weasley and King and the bear with the glasses.
One of those is a lot more accurate than the others.
Arthur is an aardvark, but it's fine.
But I don't know who she is, so I'm not gonna trust her.
Hey, believe me, Elliot Lewis is the most trustworthy person out of all of us.
You really think that? Thank you.
I only trust Arthur. I'm loyal to Arthur and Arthur alone. I love him. Arthur, give me a piggyback ride.
Oh, God.
My noble steed. Ogres have lairs.
Lynn, please, he's quoting Shrek now.
I got it. Just a few more blocks that way. You better give him that piggyback ride, Arthur.
If you throw up on me, I'm denying you.
No, it's fine. I can walk. Watch me walk.
Oh, here we go. He's upright, ladies and gentlemen. He's back for the second half.
Do you want to fight?
Me? No. Why?
I'm in the fighting mood and you seem like a good match.
Arthur, please help.
No, wait. I'm curious. Let's see how he's going with this.
Are you ready to rumble?
I don't want to fight you.
I'm filming this.
Fine. Let's play tag.
What?
Ready, set, go!
Well, you heard him. Tag the man.
Anthony was so much easier to wrangle!
Friday Night Fights.
Here, have some water.
This is embarrassing. I'm not usually one for a one-night stand.
One-night stand?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm not really looking for a relationship right now.
Harsh, considering you told me you loved me last night.
Not again. I was drunk, I didn't know what I was saying, and I'm very sorry.
You really don't remember anything from last night, do you?
I remember standing on top of a bar and... Oh, no.
Yes. Oh, no. But that's not the part I meant. Do you know who I am?
I'm sure you're an amazing lover, but I'm sorry. I don't remember anything past taking off my pants in the bar.
I am not a one-night stand. I just want to know if I seem familiar to you.
No, I don't think so. Did we go to first grade together or something?
We met a bit earlier than first grade. Last night, you just seemed to recognize me.
Arthur, I don't even recognize you now.
You just said Arthur! My name! If you don't remember, how do you know my name is Arthur?
I don't know. Maybe I know more than I thought. Sometimes drunk memories just come out of nowhere in the morning.
And he's alive.
Good morning! We brought food.
Wait, so you really weren't a one-night stand? I'm being kidnapped, aren't I?
Why would you?
My mommy always says, Gerard, you're too precious and sweet, and everyone will want you for themselves. You always need to be careful. And she was right. Oh, no. She's going to be so upset.
Whoa, calm down.
This is like tied for the worst Saturday of my life.
It's a Wednesday.
It's what? Dear God, how long have I been here?
You went out on a Tuesday night, you dumb mother...
Hey, it's okay. We're not kidnapping you. We can take you home whenever.
Why am I here?
Well, we went out to meet you last night, but you were drunk as a skunk by the time we found you. We were planning on taking you home, but our hotel was a lot closer and you weren't making it very easy. Besides, you really did not want to go home.
And you seemed to know some things. We just wanted a chance to talk.
Okay, fine. Yes, I figured out when Pi ends, but I don't have the time to tell you.
Pi doesn't end.
Just because you haven't cracked it doesn't mean I haven't. Do you want that, or do you want to know the geographical location of Atlantis?
All right, that's it.
Can I at least call my mom to say goodbye? She's probably freaking out already. I knew this head of mine was going to get me in trouble with the FBI one day.
Put the sword back, Lynn.
Lynn, wait, no!
It's not my fault I can solve any math problem in my head in less than 7.2 seconds. It's a curse. I wish I didn't even have this stupid brain.
Here, hold this.
What?
I expect your safe return from your quest away.
Marion may be a chicken, but she is the love of my life. And she brings in your heart so
much. Sir Lane, please refrain from touching this.
You do know that your foe will not rescind his offer of retaliation.
Yet, greatly regret this decision come morning.
Every night. As I lie sleeping, I dream of defeating you, single, unarmed combat.
Come now, wait. Beside your pettiness and admit I look ravishing free. You have proven yourself to be a man of your word.
Thank you for trusting me on the hunt, Gawain. Perhaps don't tell Arthur I accompanied you.
We need to find you a lady as lovely as my Issus.
Lynn! Why did you do that?
He wouldn't stop talking.
I'm gonna throw up.
How did we do even worse than last time?
Friday Night Fights.
Gerard! Jerry! Ugh, I hate you, Lynn.
What?
You know what? Hey, are you okay in there? Whatever you remember, we can explain. Oh, hi.
I told you. I don't remember anything from last night. Cool sword. I feel better. That really cleared my head. I'm going to take a McMuffin and split before you guys come to your senses and tie me down or something.
Don't you have questions?
Yes. Where are my shoes?
Under the bed.
Oh, wait, you're just going to leave?
If you have indeed kidnapped me, then yes. This is my attempt at escape. I have to get home before my mom calls the police. She probably already has. I need to get home before she calls the fire department, too.
But you touched the sword. Lynn, he touched the sword, right? Is it not him? Lynn, did we kidnap the wrong guy?
No, that's not possible. How many men are named Gerard Butler?
I can think of at least two!
I know it's him. It has to be him.
He recognized you last night. How is it not him?
Stop! Don't move!
Okay. I'm sorry I took an extra McMuffin. I'll put it back.
It's the sword. There has to be something wrong with Excalibur. What did you see? You had to have seen something.
Well, yeah. That's what happens when you drug me. You guys are such bad kidnappers. Is this your first gig?
We never drugged you.
Of course you did. I saw the same thing I see every time I do drugs. Not that I've done any drugs, in case you guys are cops. Are you cops? You'd be really bad cops, too. Not that they're good cops.
What did you see, Gerard Butler?
What everyone sees. You know how sometimes you see an old-timey castle and then you're fighting a dragon, or sometimes you're having a full conversation about medieval battle strategies, or you hear someone saying, Gawain, punching visiting royals won't help the kingdom. Please stop. It's what everyone sees, right?
Well, at least we kidnapped the right guy.
Of course you're Gawain. You still love danger just as much as you used to.
Well, no, hold on. What are you saying? What do you mean, used to?
Gawain, you know me. You know you do.
No, absolutely not. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going home to see my mommy. If you try this shit again, I'll call the cops. Unless you are the cops. Then I'll call a kidnapper. I don't know.
Gerard, you know I'm right.
And I'm taking this second McMuffin with me. Have a nice fucking Saturday, you assholes.
It's a Wednesday.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with Holden Kennedy as Anthony and Tyler Ginelli as Jerry. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.